As Peter Malone, Vatican Radio's film critic, told me, this is director Kate Shortland's first feature film since she won so many 2004 Australian Film Institute Awards for her debut feature film, Somersault. Laura, Peter explains, is quite an unanticipated follow-up in terms of story, themes, and the decision to film this story in Germany and in German. The film focuses on Laura, the oldest daughter of five children. Their parents are Germans, the father having fought in Belarus. There are glimpses of swastikas and pictures of Hitler. Then comes the news that Hitler is dead.
I was very struck by the trailer. It looks like a very powerful film.
Laura's a very strong film and a bit different from your average World War II films, insofar as Laura and her family are Nazis. And the film opens with, it's just about the fall of the Third Reich.
Unser Führer ist tot, Laura.
And the father and the mother of Laura and her brothers and sisters are about to be arrested.
Ist uns Gefängnis?
So they send the children to travel across Germany to their grandmother in Hamburg.
Du darfst nie vergessen, wer du bist.
And the film was really a story of their journey, physical journey, and also their encounter with ordinary German people, those who think Hitler should have won, those who don't, and the whole issue of the Jews comes up, and a kind of disillusionment with Hitler and all that he stood for. So there's quite a lot in the film.
You point out in your review that we have been attuned to sympathising with the refugee victims of Nazism, but we have not been attuned to refugee Nazi survivors. How much sympathy do they deserve? How should they be helped?
Well, at first, she's very obnoxious, but she's also ignorant, because she has been brainwashed, really, by her parents and by German society during the war. She's in her mid-teens, so she's not all that old, and the other children are younger. They haven't quite got the prejudices that she has. She seems to have absorbed very much the spirit of the Third Reich. And as they go through the countryside, hardships on foot, sometimes getting a lift, searching for food, sometimes taken in by kindly people, and then an encounter with a young man with a Jewish identity card.
Where are you?
Thomas, ich bin ihr Bruder. Wir sind von Auschwitz nach Buchenwald gebracht worden, bis wir befreit wurden.
And she at times is, you know, quite bigoted towards him, even though he's helping them to move through the German countryside. So she's a hard person to sympathise with in her manner and attitudes, but of course in her determination to get the family to the grandparents, there's a certain admiration. And I suppose she was changing a bit, and then there's the jolt at the end that the grandmother, of course, is quite as bigoted as the next generation. It's a complex emotional film as we watch it, and as you read out from the review, that we aren't attuned to look at Nazi refugees trying to escape through the countryside.
It makes me think of a film that I loved very much, which was The Reader. I don't know if you remember it, the Reader, about the Nazi who couldn't read. Remember that story?
Oh, yes, it was Kate Winslet. Winning,
that's right.
Which was very, very good indeed.
It's an untold war story in a way.
It is, and yes, her whole attitude, the change, and her imprisonment played very strongly, didn't it, on our own attitudes and sympathies.
It's also another peg in history in a way, isn't it?
It is. It raises the question of how do you make a film about World War II, the Third Reich, and victims in the second decade of the 21st century? I did see on the plane in the travels a film called Wunderkinder, and it focuses on some children, Jewish boy and girl, who are really child prodigies with violin and piano, and their friendship with a little German girl who's the daughter of the consul in the Ukrainian town, who also is the manager of the beer brewing company. And then you have the complications of their being in the Ukraine, and then, of course, Hitler's pact with Stalin, the breaking of that, the Russians coming in, and then the Germans coming in. And the twist with that one is that it's the Jewish children who shelter the little German girl. So again, I suppose Wunderkinder and Laura are dealing in this century with memories, but challenging our attitudes.